Welcome to the Pidcot Podcast.
We're diving deep into content that matters, specifically curated from some of the bestseller ebooks available on the Pidcot store.
Our mission today is to give you a blueprint for refreshing your content strategy when you feel like you've completely run out of ideas.
Exactly. We are unpacking 6 creative, really actionable strategies from Pidcot's expert guide, Breaking the Block. It's all designed to help you banish that blank page panic.
Ah, that moment. I think every creator knows that you hit a wall and the ideas just, they just stop flowing.
They do. And this deep dive, it's not just a list. We're going to get into the tactical execution of these ideas.
And look, if you want to dive even deeper into the full context of this Pidcot material, remember to visit www.pidcot.com/wellfitpopbooks. You can download the bestseller ebooks that we use for all our deep dives there.
So to make this manageable, we've organized these 6 ideas into 3 core themes. First, building trust. Second, leveraging what we're calling external validation. And finally, the really crucial part, driving actual engagement.
Okay, let's unpack this. Our goal here is to find ways to make your content feel fresh, engaging, and totally binge-worthy.
Yeah.
So let's start with section 1. Building connection and trust. This is all about the internal view, what you bring to the table.
And the first strategy is so simple, but so powerful. It's news updates.
News updates.
And what's fascinating here is the psychology behind it. People don't just want content. They want to feel like insiders.
I get that.
So the guide emphasizes sharing these real-time updates about your product, your service, even just your take on a big industry event. It turns your blog from something static into a buzzing, relevant news source.
I do wonder, though, doesn't that run the risk of feeling a bit, you know, self-promotional, especially if all the updates are just product launches?
That's a great question. And the Pidcot material actually gets right into that nuance. It's not about broadcasting.
Okay.
It's about strategic transparency. Yeah. You have to frame your product updates as utility, as improvements for the user. And more importantly, it's about jumping on industry trends.
So, like, if something happens in the market, you're the first one with a take on it.
Exactly. If you're a finance blogger, you analyze that new Fed policy right away. You become that friend who always knows what's happening now. And that immediacy, it builds trust so much faster than polished, months-old content ever could.
So you're not just a commentator. You're an active participant in your industry.
Precisely. And if news builds that timely trust, our next strategy, strategy 2, builds the deep emotional bonds. And that is sharing your business history.
Right. This is the narrative part. The messy beginnings, the scrappy wins, the almost gave up moments. But how do you share that without it sounding like a dry corporate timeline?
The human element, it's everything. The guide stresses you have to introduce the people behind the curtain.
Mm.
What were the values that drove you from day one? What was the biggest failure that actually taught you the most? It's not just facts, it's defining your brand's character through stories.
What's the strategic payoff there, though? I mean, why would a reader care about the origin story of, say, a software company?
Because it humanizes the brand, and that is priceless. In an era of endless, polished, AI-generated content, vulnerability is what makes you different.
I see.
When you introduce the team, or you share the culture, or explain the painful pivots you had to make, you give the audience something real to root for. They stop being just a consumer.
And they become more like a stakeholder in your success.
Yes. That bond, it's not transactional. It's what makes a reader truly loyal to your story.
Okay, so we've built that foundation of intrinsic trust. Let's pivot now to section 2. Which is external validation and community, the outward view.
Right, because if you say you're good, that's one thing. Someone else says you're good.
That's everything. So strategy 3 is customer testimonials.
The material calls this trust on steroids for a reason.
I like that.
Consumers are just fundamentally skeptical, aren't they? And the first thing we all do before buying something is check the reviews. Testimonials scratch that itch for third-party proof.
But the internet is just flooded with those generic 2-sentence quotes. How does the guide suggest leveling up testimonials to make them, really convincing?
You have to go beyond the short quote. You need detailed, verifiable case studies. We're talking names, photos, context, the whole before and after story.
And video, I assume.
Oh, absolutely. The highest level of credibility, according to the guide, comes from dynamic, real, genuine video testimonials. Wouldn't you trust a smiling face over just plain text?
No question. But getting a customer to record a high-quality video, that sounds like a huge ask.
It can be. But the insight here is to diversify. Use the full case study on the blog, right? Then you pull out an emotional highlight for a quick video on social media.
And maybe use the best quote in your email signature.
Exactly. It's word of mouth, but it's amplified and it's verifiable everywhere. It converts skeptics way faster than you ever could on your own.
Okay, that makes sense. Which leads us to the fourth strategy. And this one, I think, is maybe the most surprising in the guide.
It is a bit counterintuitive. It's site recommendations. The big secret here is that not everything has to be about you.
Wait, so you're saying we should be actively sending our readers away from our site?
You're suggesting you become a thoughtful curator. Yeah.
Mm.
You highlight other sites or products that complement your business but don't directly compete.
Can you give an example?
Sure. A fitness blog could recommend a site that's all about meal prep hacks. Or an eco-product seller might recommend a great sustainability blog. They help the reader's journey without stepping on your toes.
So how is that a growth strategy and not just self-sabotage?
Well, if we connect it to the bigger picture, it establishes you as an authority. It shows your real mission is the reader's success, not just your own sales funnel.
That builds a lot of goodwill.
A ton. Plus, these shout-outs create these really sweet networking opportunities. You scratch their back, they notice, and suddenly collaboration or cross-promotion becomes a natural next step. It's a strategic investment in the community.
Right. Before we dive into the last two strategies, a quick word for you. We're working hard to synthesize this incredible knowledge, and we want to share even more with you.
To explore more of the content covered in this deep dive, please visit www.pitcott.com.
Welcome back. We've talked internal trust and external validation. Now for the final theme, engagement and utility, the action view.
Okay, so we've got their trust. How do we keep them hooked? How do we move them from just reading to actually participating?
The answer is strategy 5, interactive content.
This is so critical for turning passive readers into, like, invested fans. The material suggests using contests, surveys, and trivia. It's about creating that moment where someone takes a fun quiz and just has to share their results.
So what are the practical steps? Do we need to build some complex app, or are simple polls enough to start?
You start simple, absolutely. Use native polls in your blog posts or on social media. Spark a debate right there in the comments. But to really get the most out of it, you should run contests with cool prizes that require participation. Maybe a photo contest related to your product or a creative writing prompt. The key is to demand interaction.
Here's where it gets really interesting, for me at least. Beyond just the immediate buzz, what's the core strategic bonus here?
The bonus is pure gold. Because it's the ultimate content self-correction tool.
How so?
Well, when you run a survey or ask a real question, you get valuable, unfiltered feedback about what your audience actually wants to learn next, what their pain points are.
So you're basically getting free, perfect market research. You're not guessing what to write about next.
Your readers are literally handing you the outline. You're constantly validating your content calendar, making sure your next piece is a direct response to what they need.
I love that.
Which brings us perfectly to our final strategy, 6, daily tips or insights.
This sounds like a way to keep publishing frequently without having to write a massive article every single day.
That is absolutely part of it. Sometimes all a reader needs is a quick, practical tip, a little nugget of wisdom they can use right away.
Short and sharp.
Exactly. It doesn't need to be 3,000 words. It just needs to be useful. Think SEO hacks, productivity tricks, things like that.
But I wonder, how does sharing a quick tip build that deep connection we talked about earlier? A hack can feel pretty transactional.
It can, and that's where the real talk comes in. The material stresses that the best tips aren't generic hacks. They're lessons you learn the hard way.
So you share the story behind the tip.
Yes. Don't be afraid to share the messes you crawled out of. Instead of just giving an SEO tip, frame it like, here's the one mistake I made last year that cost me 30% of my traffic, and here's how I fixed it in 15 minutes.
So the utility is there,
yeah.
But the connection comes from the candid context of, you know, personal failure and learning. You're learning alongside them.
Exactly. It turns utility into a real relationship. That honesty is what makes the content stick.
So what does this all mean? We've covered 6 really solid ways to breathe new life into your blog.
It's a complete system, really. You lean on internal honesty with news and history.
Mm-hmm. Then you bolster your credibility with testimonials and shout-outs.
And finally, you drive that constant engagement with interactive content and these utility-focused daily tips.
The core message from Pitcott, it seems, is pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
The creative well never actually runs dry.
Never. The path forward is always about shifting your focus away from just generating topics and back toward honesty, utility, and a genuine connection with your audience.
We really hope this deep dive into the PitCost strategies has given you a few aha moments.
For access to more of the knowledge we discussed today and other bestseller resources, please visit www.pitcot.com.
Thank you for being there with us. And please press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find this too.
And if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel and activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Thank you for listening to the PitCot podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.